This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A conservative grassroots movement in Idaho to redraw the state border between Idaho and Oregon is gaining traction after voters in 11 rural conservative eastern Oregon counties approved measures this year that would start the process of seceding from the blue state and joining Republican-dominated Idaho. In Oregon's Wallowa County, just 8 votes separated those who support the Greater Idaho movement from those who opposed it last week. Wallowa resident Garrett Mann said, "Our way of life here is based on agriculture, forestry, timber. It's a resource-based economy, and it feels like that side over there treats us like their playground," referring to the western part of Oregon, where more voters are registered Democrats. He said that if Multnomah County, home to Portland, votes one way, it vetoes the rest of the state. It is the second time voters in the small county of Wallowa, surrounded by snow-capped peaks and glistening rivers, have weighed in on the issue. In 2020, conservative eastern Oregon residents struck down the idea of joining Idaho by just 46 votes. This year, it's winning by 8 ballots. The question posed to voters would not result in an immediate redrawing of the border. Instead, it would initiate regular county meetings to discuss secession. Legislators in both Oregon and Idaho would have to agree on a formal plan to move the state border, which would then require the approval of Congress. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, said the dubious siren song about Idaho is not realistic and has multiple fatal flaws beyond its fundamental implausibility. Among questions are how Oregon landowners' water rights would fare in Idaho, as well as the fact that Oregonians would pay a sales tax in Idaho for the first time in their lives, on top of working in a state with much lower hourly wages on average than Oregon has. He said most Oregonians are more interested in finding solutions that bridge differences rather than chasing incredibly unlikely and unhelpful boundary schemes. Inspired by a secession movement in Northern California and Oregon to create a new conservative state called the State of Jefferson, the Greater Idaho Movement was founded in 2020 with a tailored approach. Rather than try to create a new state and upset the balance of the U.S. Senate, supporters of the Greater Idaho Movement decided to simply redraw the border between Idaho and Oregon. Oregon's border was last changed in 1958 to adjust the boundary with Washington along the Columbia River. Changing it now would create a host of complications for residents in Oregon, where the minimum wage is $13.50 an hour compared to Idaho's $7.25. And Oregon voted to legalize recreational cannabis in 2014. Both medical and recreational marijuana are illegal in Idaho. A woman was injured in a bear attack on Wednesday just outside Glacier National Park. The woman was a guide on a commercial raft trip. The two guides and 3 clients camped near Nyack overnight from Tuesday into Wednesday morning in a camping site along U.S. Highway 2 and the Middle Fork of the Flathead River, just outside the west boundary of Glacier National Park, about 9 miles southeast of West Glacier. A black bear entered the camp around 6 a.m. Wednesday morning. Someone in the group used bear spray, but the bear returned multiple times. The woman was sleeping outside and sustained non-life-threatening injuries from the bear. She was transported and treated for her injuries at Logan Health in Whitefish. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks did not specify the nature of the injuries or what may have transpired between the guide and the bear. Road work will begin next week to improve a section of road in Hyalite Canyon. Weekday access to several popular trailheads will be temporarily suspended. Construction on the East Fork of Hyalite Road will start June 20th. Work will close the road from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. every Monday through Thursday. The road will be open outside construction hours on weekdays and completely open on Fridays, weekends, and holidays, allowing people to gain access to Palisade Falls and Emerald Lake trailheads. The Hyalite roadwork is part of a bigger multi-year project to improve roads to recreational sites in Hyalite through road widening, installing new culverts, and improving pavement on roads. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.